Blog Talk Radio.
Back here, Underground Enjoy presents over there at blogtalkradio.com, also on BGE Radio out of Atlanta. We've got a tremendous guest with us today. Niall Nickel joins us. Social media's role in the Trayvon Martin trial. We have Niall Nickel with us today, an expert in technology and social media. Wanted to have him on today to talk about the situation with social media and the Trayvon Martin trial. I welcome Niall to the broadcast. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful welcome.
Now, Niall is an expert in technology and social media. As we all know, social media has played a part in the case almost since the beginning, talking about the Trayvon Martin trial. Judge Deborah Nelson ruled before the start of the trial that Trayvon Martin's texts and social media statements, which included references to fights at school and marijuana, wouldn't be allowed in opening statements. Zimmerman's defense team, meanwhile, has taken it to social media to make the case. Niall's with us today to discuss among this and other topics. Let's start it off. First of all, Niall, is social media working primarily in favor of Trayvon Martin or George Zimmerman?
You know, at this point in time, I think there's going to be pundits on both sides of the issues. My opinion is right now it's working more in favor of George Zimmerman than it is Trayvon Martin. If we look at what's going on, the George Zimmerman's attorneys have really positioned social media to determine what they're going to present at trial, the jury pool that they wanted to select, what sort of characteristics they wanted, and all of that, based on the exchanges they were able to observe on social media.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today, expert in technology and social media. What sort of things are being discussed on social media relating to the case?
What we're seeing is literally every portion of the trial. And one of the things that's sort of unique to this trial is George Zimmerman's defense team has actually set up a Facebook fan page, a Twitter page, as well as a website. And they post out throughout the day all sorts of updates on the trial and what's going on and what they're looking for. When you look at why they're doing this, is they're looking for what the comments are. You know, are they the majority of the comments negative? Are they positive? You know, what sort of interaction are they getting? And it's everything from, you know, what do you think of the tape? You know, whose voice is it? The witnesses are talking about it differently. As they're talking about the defense witnesses or the prosecution witnesses, they're real time, they're talking about what's being said, and they're trying to garner public opinion on what's happening in with the community at large outside the trial. And if something's playing well before the social media group, they'll bring it into the trial. And if it's not playing so well, they tend to leave it out. Issue you could conceive, you know, George Zimmerman's past, Trayvon Martin's past, things that have been said in prior testimony. And I think what they're also trying to do is not only gather what the public sentiment is, but they're trying to gather what they think the jury sentiment is and then position themselves to buttress or refute testimony that was given. So right now we've got two trials going on. We've got the one in the courtroom, and we've got the trial on social media.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today. He's an expert in technology and social media. He is also president and CEO of Balance Engines LLC, which is a small change LLC, and Revenue Assurance Holdings LLC. You can also get more information on his website, linkedinfocus.com. Is social media the reason it was so difficult to find an unbiased jury here, my friend?
Well, social media, you've mentioned, has really been involved in the case from the beginning. As a matter of fact, most people, and myself included, believe that we wouldn't be having a trial today if it wasn't for social media. The local law enforcement officials and prosecutor had already determined what they were going to do with the case, had it not been for social media, this would have been swept under the rug and nobody would have heard about it. In fact, George Zimmerman's defense team says that. So I don't think that, you know, that's going too far out on a limb. But, you know, social media is just playing such a different role in this case. This is the first case that's on record that anybody could find where the defense team is actively posting. And for that matter, they created the social media pages where there's a discussion going on. To everybody's knowledge, this has never happened before. As a matter of fact, people are wondering if the state bars around the country are going to take any action to prevent this in the future. Currently, they don't. But you could really see how you could take this small microcosm in a courtroom and expand it to find out how things are playing out.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today here on the big broadcast. Just an amazing, amazing individual. He is a expert in technology and social media, subject matter expert of LinkedIn, expert on how to utilize LinkedIn to build your brand, your business, and your connections. We're going to talk about that here in a few moments. If someone is following the case, is keeping up with social media a must for all the up-to-the-minute information on this?
I don't think so. I mean, right now, you know, if you're really wanting to track a case, it's almost better to take a pause and step back a bit to see not only what the social media posts are, but then what the dialogue is after the post. And, of course, those aren't happening typically for a few hours after the post went out. So if you're really trying to stay on top of the case, you know, you're better off watching some of the live streaming that's going on. But by the same token, it's interesting to see the social media comments because you might completely miss something that could be significant, and social media is jumping on that. For example, you know, a few days ago, George Zimmerman had a statement form posted, and that statement form had his address and his Social Security number on it. It was posted live broadcast TV. It was picked up and broadcast. Well, the broadcasters and the court, for that matter, did not notice it until they happened to pick up the comments from social media, and where they addressed it and jumped on it pretty quickly thereafter. But so it's sort of fascinating to see how some of these things are going. But to keep up to the case, minute to minute, you know, it's too dynamic. The only thing I think everybody's waiting for now is to find out if the case goes to the jury today or tomorrow.
We've got a tremendous guest of this here on the line. We're going to take a quick time out here. We'll be right back with Niall Nickel here on BGE. Back here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents here on Blog Talk Radio, also BGE Radio out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we're speaking with a tremendous guest with us today. Niall Nickel is with us, expert in technology and social media, talking about social media's role in the Trayvon Martin trial. Is social media being used as evidence in this case?
Certainly both sides are trying to bring more of it in. You know, from Trayvon's team, they are trying to bring in George Zimmerman's past primarily through some of his social media postings on his MySpace page that goes back a few years. You know, that's not something that's talked about very much anymore. So far, that's been kept out. And today, obviously, we had a ruling where text and photos couldn't be shared. You know, some people would consider that social media, some people wouldn't. But yeah, the judge, I think, is trying to do a good job trying to keep social media out of the trial. That's certainly not saying it's not influencing the trial, but, you know, we're not seeing social media being brought in at this point in time as evidence.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today. He is an expert in technology and social media, talking about social media's role in the Trayvon Martin trial. Overall, what effect has social media had on this case?
Social media, whichever way this case goes, social media has made the case. There would not be a case without social media. As I said, locally, the prosecutors, the police department, all of that had put it to bed and moved on. The outrage that was expressed on social media brought about a number of changes, from the president calling for a closer examination to the state of Florida appointing special prosecutors. It made the case. But going beyond that, Yeah, if we look at George Zimmerman's team and defense strategy and all of that, most of the money that has been raised to fund the defense has been raised from social media. So social media is really a huge factor in this case. How it factors in, you know, when we have a verdict is going to be, I think, even more interesting. But to say that social media hasn't made this case is a gross understatement.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today here on BGE Radio talking about the Trayvon Martin trial in regards to social media and its impact on this trial. Talk to me about where you see this case heading now that we're sort of, I guess, in the home stretch of this as it relates to social media.
Well, I think this case is a case that is presenting a new argument related to social media, and that is how it should be used in a public forum of a trial. Clearly, you know, the defense team, the attorneys jumping on social media and using it could easily be argued that it gives them an unfair advantage to understand the jury pool, to understand how things are playing out in the trial. Are we going to see the prosecutors start using social media the same way? And then you start to get into the situation, are we trying the case in a courtroom or are we trying it in the public forum of social media? Which is really, I think, what's happening in this trial. So are we going to see bar rules that prevent attorneys from actively participating in the discussion? We certainly can't shut a discussion of the trial down on social media, but when you've got the attorneys really driving the discussion and one side's using it versus the other, which is what's happening in this trial, you know, in my opinion, it really presents an unfair advantage. Is that offering the most vigorous defense that could be offered? Well, probably yes. But is that biasing the prosecution unduly? I think a lot of people are going to determine that it probably is.
We've got Niall Nickel with us today, expert in technology and social media. He's with us today to talk about the Trayvon Martin trial and how it relates to social media and social media's role in that trial. Subject matter expert of LinkedIn. He's also an expert on how to utilize LinkedIn to build your brand, your business, and your connections. LinkedInFocus.com is his website. Let's take the next 15 minutes here and kind of talk about this. This is a fascinating piece of business here. Talk to me about LinkedInFocus.com.
Well, LinkedIn Focus is about teaching people really how to use LinkedIn. From my perspective, I think LinkedIn is probably the most powerful tool that you could use for recognition of your business online, not just on LinkedIn, but online. Whenever you you build a profile in LinkedIn, depending on how you build that profile, you're going to get tremendous results all over the Internet. You know, for example, if you Google my name, you're going to find out that I'm full of the first page is full of just my stuff. And four of the 10 items on that first page are either going to be directly or indirectly related to LinkedIn. And that's just something that most people miss about LinkedIn. So what we do in LinkedIn Focus is we really teach people how to utilize and leverage that power so that when somebody's looking for a plumber, an air conditioner guy, or a lawyer, an accountant, whatever it may be in their local area, that they could be found. And ultimately, that's what you want to be able to do.
Now, LinkedIn is one of these social media sites that has just kind of sprung up over the last couple of years that a lot of people are using a lot. Talk to me about the difference between LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and some of these others.
Well, LinkedIn, believe it or not, is been around almost as long as Facebook. Not quite, but it was not too long after Facebook launched, but it took a much longer time to gain acceptance, primarily because it was with a professional community and a professional crowd, more of a business crowd. So unlike Facebook, where you really discuss more personal and social things, LinkedIn really is more of a professional business environment, and those type of discussions go on there. So It's taken a little bit longer to get traction, but right now, if you look at the Fortune 500 companies, every single one of the Fortune 500 companies is represented by multiple employees on LinkedIn, and in most cases, they have a company page on LinkedIn as well. So when you really look at what's happened really in a short period of time, probably from about 2006 until now, LinkedIn has become the business tool for people to use to network. So the way that we used to go to networking meetings, and many people still do, I still do, LinkedIn has become an online networking meeting that rather than networking in our local community, we could network around the state, around the country, around the world.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents here on Blog Talk Radio, also BGE Radio out of Atlanta, Georgia. Expert on how to utilize LinkedIn to build your brand, your business, and your connections is who we're speaking with today. Niall Nickel joins us. LinkedInFocus.com is his website. Let's talk a little bit about building your brand, first off, using LinkedInFocus.com and what you do over there to help people build their brand.
Well, most people don't think much about their brand. You know, if they're a lawyer, then, gosh, there's thousands of lawyers in their community. And so when you think about that brand, you try to really figure what makes you different. Why am I the right attorney for you? And LinkedIn happens to be perfect for that because people tend to do business with people they know, like, and trust, people they went to school with, people that they're in community associations with and all of that. And on LinkedIn, it allows people to identify that, not only to themselves as part of their brand, but when people are looking for an attorney to use, maybe they want to look for an attorney that they went to high school or college with, or they worked with in a prior job. So LinkedIn allows you to go in and search for all of those things, and people that are building out full profiles that contain all of that type information are being a whole lot more successful than people that are just putting basic information there and not doing anything else. So LinkedIn Focus, what we do is we really try to stress how to best do that, how to get an entertaining conversation going that allows people to say, I'd like to know more. This might be somebody I want to do business with. After all, that's one of the reasons, in fact, if it's not, it should be the major reason that people are building a LinkedIn profile and branding themselves accordingly.
We've got a great guest with us today. Niall Nickel joins us here on the broadcast. Social media's role in Trayvon Martin trial was our topic at the top of the broadcast, but middle of the broadcast here, we're talking about subject matter expert on LinkedIn. We're talking also to the guy who has LinkedInFocus.com. He's an expert on how to utilize LinkedIn to build your brand, your business, and your connections. We talked there about your brand. Let's talk about building your business.
Well, building your business really comes from people in your community that are looking for common ways to connect with you. And one of the things that people have done on LinkedIn that's really one of the gross failures, and it's something that LinkedIn recommends, interestingly enough, is they almost list in that summary section of your LinkedIn profile. It for most people, it looks like a resume. It's here's all my positions, here's what I've done, and all of that, and so on and so forth. You're starting to see a few people do it today. We highly recommend you do this, is you make an engaging story. And for example, we've recently worked with a data fraud expert in some of the things that we do, and we found her through LinkedIn. But one of the things that she had on LinkedIn was when she was a little girl, she liked to read mystery novels, you know, like a Nancy Drew novel or something like that. And she'd get in trouble with her parents all the time because she'd be under the covers with the flashlight reading the books late into the night. And that passion that she had as a young girl, she never lost. But what she did was she took it into searching through data to find the mysteries that lie in there and could identify fraud or problems. So it was an engaging story, and it was just so engaging. It was somebody you had to talk to more. And so when you're able to do some things like that and you look at it just a little bit different, you're really able to leverage that. And when somebody's looking for, you know, a data fraud expert, you know, you're going to read some pretty dry stuff, or so you think you are. And in most cases, you will. until you happen to come across one and you go, wow, this person really knows something. And it's somebody that you really have to talk to. So when you're able to just put a little bit more time and attention than a lot of people do, the results are just phenomenal.
We've got Niall Nickel joining us today here on the broadcast, talking about his website and everything that he's involved with. Now, talk to us about how you got interested in doing marketing and branding and things of that nature.
I've been in technology since the 70s, and I was involved early on in Silicon Valley, really silicon wafers, silicon chips, and things like that. And I knew so many of the CEOs, the founders, and all of that, of a number of the companies out there. A few years ago, back in about 2005, 2006, I needed some investments for one of my businesses. And I said, well, I've got a really good network. I should be able to reach out to some people and find some interest. And I realized that I'd let my network grow very, very cold. And for all practical purposes, it was dysfunctional. So at the time, I was reading a book by Harvey McKay called Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. And he was talking about networking, and he really wasn't talking about social media, although I was saying I really need to reactivate my network. So as I started to get into that and figure out what to do, I said, if I'm going to do it, I really want to do it with some of the modern tools. If it's nothing more than an online Rolodex, I'd rather have it that way than I would trying to keep it on my desk and it gets lost and always trying to keep it updated and all of that. So I got onto LinkedIn early on, and as I got into it, I read everything I could get my hands on and found out most of everything said the same thing that LinkedIn said on their own learning pages, and I found out a lot of that stuff just wasn't very helpful. It didn't really do anything for me. So I started to experiment and play with it and found out all the things not to do and got in trouble for all those things. But I also found the things that you should do that really work extremely well and started to put those into practice for me. And as I did, a number of people that I work with, associates and all of that, saw that and started coming to me and saying, hey, can you teach me how to do that? And quite honestly, that's how I got into it. It was more of a, I stumbled around and figured out how to make it work for me. And as I did, more people came to me and said, can you help me make it work for me as well?
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. Niall Nickel joins us here on the broadcast. He is the social media expert. He's also an expert in technology as well. We were talking at the top of the broadcast about social media's role in the Trayvon Martin trial. Here, towards the end of the broadcast, we've been talking about social media and using LinkedIn to build your brand, your business, and your connections. Now, a lot of people on the connection end, they don't quite understand how to build proper connections on social media. How can you use LinkedIn to build your connections?
There's a number of ways to do it. Obviously, the first thing that you want to do is you want to connect with the people that you know, that you've worked with, that are familiar with you, you're familiar with them. But as you do that, one of the things you notice, just like when you go to a networking meeting, is they have friends. And a lot of their friends are really interesting. You're in somewhat of the same business area, or it happens to be an area of expertise that you need. So you tend to start reaching out to a lot of those individuals. During that whole process that I just described, there's also people that are finding you. And as they find you, they want to connect with you. And so the next thing you know, if you really spend just a few minutes a week on LinkedIn, the next thing you know, you have a substantial number of connections, and when you need something, it makes it a tremendous resource to go search and find. I mean, everybody knows the Yellow Pages are dead. LinkedIn is really the new Yellow Pages for businesses.
Now, let's talk about LinkedIn here in regards to building up a good base. Who and what? How do you build some of these bases? Because I know, like on Facebook, you can just go randomly friend people, or you can friend people that you know. How do you do this on LinkedIn?
Well, LinkedIn is a whole lot more exclusive as that goes. It's really an exclusive club. And as a matter of fact, there's something on LinkedIn that happens. It's called the IDK bug. And that is if you start just trying to friend people that don't know you, that's what the IDK means, is I don't know. And if you get very many people flag you, in fact, if you get more than two people in a given month that flag you, they are going to shut down your ability to invite people to connect with you. So what you have to do is you've got to make sure that you have something in common with them. They know you. Or you have their email address. When you start, one of the things that LinkedIn does, and this is a blessing and a curse, and I'll explain why in just a moment, but when you connect, they say, let us import your address book, whether it's on Gmail or Outlook or Yahoo or whatever. They'll directly import your address book. Now, up until recently, what they would do is once they imported that address book, they would automatically send invitations out to everybody that was in your address book. The only problem is you really don't want to necessarily connect with everybody that's in your address book. You know, doing some of the SME stuff that I do, I end up in court a lot, and that means sometimes I'm communicating with opposing counsel related to an issue, and they're in my address book. But it would be considered unethical for us to have personal contact and a connection on like LinkedIn. It's one of the things that I sort of got in trouble for. It imported my address book, and I said, sure, it sounds like a great idea. Send it out to everybody, and it did. And lo and behold, the next thing I know, I'm getting some nasty letters asking me to cease and desist those actions, and unfortunately, I couldn't stop it at that point in time. Well, LinkedIn's gotten better about that. Now they go through and they ask you who you want to connect with and who you don't. So as you go through that process, connect with the people that are close to you, that you really do business with on a regular basis, not maybe that you communicated with once 3 years ago, and that establishes your initial base. Once you've got the initial base, the easiest way to grow and find people is find them with common things that you have. For example, if you're a member of a group that's a community group in your local community, well, it's real easy to go in and see who are members of that group. And if you have groups in common, then LinkedIn will allow you to reach out and connect with those people, or at least send them an invitation to connect without knowing their address. And they don't penalize you with the IDKs in the event that somebody says, I don't know this person, because you're in the same group together. They assume that you probably do, and maybe somebody made a mistake. But that's a good way to get started.
We've got a tremendous guest with us today. Niall Nickel joins us. Niall, as we let you go, my friend, are you planning on writing a book or anything like this? Because I think you could rake in some cash doing that, my friend.
Well, I've got three books scheduled to come out this year. One is Everything You Wanted to Know About LinkedIn But Were Afraid to Ask. The other one is more related to social ethics and manners on social media. There's certainly a lot of problems going on with that. And the other book that we've got coming out probably towards the end of the year will be a collaboration of a number of the LinkedIn experts. I've been doing this for a while now, and you get to know all of the other experts in the field. And everybody has a different view and a different opinion. And I struggled with that early on, so I'd love for the people that I associate with out there to not only get my opinion, but maybe see three or four opinions that may be different than mine. So I'm looking forward to that coming out towards the end of the year as well, which doesn't have a title yet, but we'll figure out what that is soon enough. But one thing I would like to mention is if anybody is interested, I have some free tips that they could get off of that website. I ask that you share your email and all that with me, but guess what? You don't have to. It truly is a free gift, no strings attached. And so if they go to LinkedInFocus.com, they could certainly click on that free gift and get some recommendations for what they could do. I think there's 10 tips on there that they could implement immediately to get better LinkedIn results.
Well, I appreciate it, Niall. Thanks for doing this. We will talk to you very soon. I would love to have you back at some stage of the game and chat more with us about LinkedIn here on BGE. Thanks for doing this, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, and you have a wonderful day.
Definitely. You too. Thank you much. Niall Nickel with us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Presents. Next week, join us for more Build, Grow, and Enjoy here on Blog Talk Radio, also BGE out of Atlanta, Georgia. We've got more next week.